Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR, HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Yes, everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. And we love connecting with you at this hour. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I'll tell you, there is an expansiveness of the universe that is happening. People are feeling it. People are sensing it. And a lot of folks don't know exactly what to do about it. I know for us that, you know, we get these messages to incorporate many, many different things in the work we do. Right now, today, I'm thrilled to announce that we will be launching what we call an holistic makeover. And what that means, it's a body, mind, spirit shift. It's changing on the inside and the out, and doing it in a way that not only will help our listeners in general, but will help you personally understand and learn the power of helping another. You're going to hear lots more information on that. You can go to our website, thedrpatshow.com, for details. And we're going to be having practitioners from all over the country join us in assisting three of our listeners. Much more to come on that. But today, I'm with two individuals that know quite a bit about helping others. Many of you have heard me speak with my guests before, and I want to introduce you to them again. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining me here today, and he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, someone that at an early, early age understood the power that we have to heal ourselves, our thoughts, our feelings, our beliefs. Key to accelerating healing. And, you know, he has been helping countless people do that. He has a breakthrough program, which you're going to hear about today. But the healing power of intentional travel is one of the things we're talking about today for a lot of reasons. Now, one of the things I want to say to everyone listening to the show is that we're being joined by Danielle Rama Hoffman also. And when we put both of these folks together, what we have is a tag team of change agents. These are individuals that not only have been helping people shift by connecting with their inner, absolutely inner power, but have helped other people explore spirituality in different parts of the world. They're joining me here today because they have transformational healing tours, and the one that they have next is to Egypt. I want to thank you both for joining us here today. This is a very, very powerful time. Thank you both.
Thank you so much. Thanks
for having us. You know, let me ask you before we go to break. I mean, I said that this is a powerful time. I wanted to ask you, do you sense it is a powerful time, or do you believe it's in contrast to some of the lack we have right now in the world?
Well, I absolutely believe it's a powerful time, and I think people are feeling it and experiencing acceleration, sometimes of things that aren't working, sometimes of things that are working, but I think that change is happening, and we are going with it whether we want to or not, so hopefully we want to. I do.
Exactly. Well, Danielle, I mean, you know, for you as an energy intuitive healer, a teacher, you've been doing this since age 3. And, you know, here you are joining Freedom, and you know, what we're looking at is the world of shifting, changing, healing in a way we've never heard before. I mean, usually when you say the word healing, somebody's sick, somebody fell down, broke something, you know, you got an open sore, whatever that is. But we're talking about a much more expansive healing, aren't we?
Yes. I mean, for us, it's really the healing in the sense of bringing back to wholeness and really being whole with all that you are, and really accepting all that you are, which I think just this the times change because people are not so one or two dimensional thinking anymore. People want to really think in more dimensions and want to see themselves in more dimensions. And so what we are encountering is that people are literally coming to us from all different walks of life and all different ideas that, you know, for many years had really been their focus point. And all of a sudden there is this ignition happening inside, this wake up, and they want to have more from life, and they want to explore more who they are. And that is, I think, true healing.
There is such power in intention in that. And you know, Danielle, for you, creating RememberToBreathe.com, you know, we're looking at a world where we have really stopped breathing, in a sense. You know what I mean? You know, you hear people describe their lives as suffocating, right? And so when we look at all of this and we put it together, how important is us to visit sacred land?
Well, I think it's really important to have the opportunity to get outside of the daily life and have a new perspective and go to places, especially places, power places, where people have gone for years and years and years and years with intention to experience the sacred. There's nothing like it. It's completely magical. So I think it's really important to have sacred travel.
But it's extremely important. Well, thank you both. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we're going to be talking about sacred travel, what it means. But we're going to be talking about a unique opportunity with both Danielle and Dr. Friedemann, because when they do it like no other. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back to the Dr. Pat Show.
Sometimes your favorite shows on HealthyLife.net are on when you're busy. Maybe you're working, sleeping, exercising, eating, or meditating, and forget to listen to your favorite Healthy Life host. Now there's a solution. You can record or schedule a recording time of any of our radio shows direct to your PC. Then listen on your PC to the show anytime, or convert the file to an MP3 and download it to your iPod or MP3 player. The iSound WMA MP3 Recorder 6.57 software offered by Abyss Media is easy to use and affordable for only $29.95. Plus, if you have any problems, you can receive free email technical support. Speaking of technical information and general info on how to order the iSound WMA MP3 Recorder 6.57 software, you can get all of that information right on our website at HealthyLife.net. You don't have to miss your favorite show ever again. Plus, you can download your favorite show and take it anywhere you want. Order the iSound WMA MP3 Recorder right from HealthyLife.net today.
Naturally, you make a strong statement about who you are with fabulous new clothing, shoes, bedding, and more from Eddie Bauer, the essential brand of quality apparel and gear with the up-and-coming and those who have already arrived. Today's generation knows that Eddie Bauer is the source for everything casual, comfortable, and with a flair for the entire family. Shop anytime, day or night, at eddiebauer.com, an affiliate of HealthyLife.net. And don't forget, Eddie Bauer gift certificates make the perfect statement, too. Now available at eddiebauer.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. You know, this is such a great conversation. It's very exciting to talk about the healing power of intentional travel. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining me here today. Danielle Rama Hoffman also. You know, these are two individuals that get to travel around the world. They take other people to sacred land. And they take them with a special intention. Dr. Friedemann, as I said before, is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, Inc. It is a body, mind, spirit, healing, and empowerment program. He's been doing this for over 15 years, just incredible breakthroughs. He gets to see people shift every day of his life. Danielle has been someone that has learned early on about the power of energy, but instead of just sitting on it, she decided to take it out into the world, helping others understand the power of energy, energy shifting, intuition, and she is an expert in Egyptian mysteries. Her website is RememberToBreathe.com. And so here we are with, you know, these two healers, these folks that are so committed to helping others transform. And, you know, we're looking at how we integrate what you both do in the world of travel and sacred travel to boot. So let's talk about why that's so important and why each of you is so committed to it.
Well, I think sacred travel for me is like an accelerator for change. I am always amazed and so pleasantly excited when I'm seeing people coming to our journeys, and you see them, you know, we pick them up at the airport, we see them in the bus, and then you take a picture, and then after the end of the journey, we take another picture when we go back to the airport, and these are completely transformed people. And they are transformed not only because they had, you know, a whole bag of new experiences and adventures. They are transformed because they are radiating out a light that is their unique light. Their unique essence is shining, and it, you can see it in their eyes. And it's just so wonderful to see that shift happen in only like 16 days. So that's, I think, something that is not necessarily possible in such a short amount of time when you are staying in your normal environment. And I think these power places and these sacred sites, like in Egypt, really help to facilitate this process.
Well, you know, facilitate is a really key word. Danielle, for you, as this phenomenal energy worker, this intuitive person, this counselor, this person that helps others, you know, is there something that accelerates the process of change in traveling to these places?
I think everything does. I mean, I think on a logistical level, just having the opportunity for people to be completely taken care of, because the way that we have the tour set up is so exquisite that each person is held. And basically all they have to be focusing on is having their bag out at a certain time and being at a certain place, and otherwise we have everything handled. And so I think people, especially in America, who are working all the time and independent and strong and taking care of everything and have kids and they're busy, just to be held in that logistical manner is such an amazing experience. I think even that can be completely transforming. And then you add the pyramids and the temples and the energies from the gods and goddesses, and Friedman and I also helping create that bridge and preparing them to be ready for the energies that are coming, and it's just like skyrocketing.
Yeah, and you, people sense it. Let me ask you both a question that has been on my mind for quite some time. You know, what if there is this need to change, right? And, you know, what if people are not keeping up with the pace that they're being asked to keep up with?
You mean while they're traveling or
afterwards? Yeah, sort of while they're traveling. And what I mean by pace is the pace of change. You know, it is, some people say that if you don't get on, if you don't get with it and, you know, look at transformation, you're kind of going to get left behind, or you're going to be taunted enough so that you actually get out there and do something.
Well, you know, I think in our experience, there is no real train that you have to catch when it comes to transformation. I think everybody has their own pace, and everybody is willing and capable to go to a certain level. But what we notice is that a lot of people are coming a second or a third time with us. So it's like what they haven't, you know, felt like was finished yet, they're going to do when they're, you know, taking seconds. And come back to Egypt. And I think that, so we are not feeling, or I don't feel that it's something that needs to be, you know, like, okay, you're going to miss the boat if you're not really on the program, because it's such a deep intrapersonal experience that you don't want to, you know, necessarily accelerate something that's not ready. However, and that's the one thing we always say, for example, in Egypt, the saying is Egypt does just her thing. So that means no matter what, you will, on some level, deeply transform. That is maybe, you know, that you're able to put into words weeks or months after you're back. So there is something happening on a cellular level, on an energetic level, that you cannot put into words anyhow. And that's this little ripple effect that you take with you, and that's going to go out into your life for weeks, months, years after you return from this journey.
So when we talk about healing travel, right? And we're looking at healing travel, and you have an upcoming event. Let's talk about that. You know, we're talking about helping us get to a place of wholeness. How does the tour help us do that?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, it's like what you said earlier, intentional travel. And so what people's intention that they bring to Egypt is really has a direct impact on what they get out of it. So each person's intention can be really different depending on what they're wanting to focus on. So some people are there for physical healing, and some people have a heartache that they want to get over from a recent separation of a relationship, and some people have just wanting to be more aligned with their purpose. So I think the intention is partially what ends up happening. But going through the sacred sites, which are dedicated to different archetypal energies, different gods and goddesses, like we go and visit the goddess Sekhmet, the goddess of courage and compassion, and that solar feminine fire. And so when people connect to Sekhmet, it awakens that courage to be themselves and that compassion to accept all who they are. And so it is really a remembering process or a recollecting of our wholeness that happens.
Exactly. Go ahead, Freeman.
I mean, people come and to our journeys, and we have an opening circle where everybody is, you know, formulating and getting clear more about their intention. And at the end of the journey, we have a closing circle, and we are just looking at these initial intentions. And the interesting thing is that people don't necessarily only get their intentions, but much more that they have not expected that would happen, you know, and these are things that they would have not thought are possible. And we had people there that had struggled with anxieties and phobias for decades, and there was this one place where they went and literally put a line in the sand and stepped across it, and they could go in the deepest tombs and into the pyramids, which, you know, you could easily get claustrophobic. Felt nothing. Everything was completely gone. So there is a healing happening that is instantaneous and that is permanent. Or others with depression, physical disorders, there is this possibility of instant healing that I think is unique when you go with the intention to those sacred places.
Well, this is clearly, for me, you know, the thought of going to Egypt, the thought of being on a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt, it is a very, very powerful one. And I know for our listeners, they definitely are probably saying, please tell us more about it. Well, let me do this. Let me make sure I give out the website, which is egyptiscalling.com. Egyptiscalling.com. And when you get there, you'll be able to see that there is an upcoming trip September 30th through October 15th. And there's lots of information here about the tour, what it includes, where you'll be staying. And, you know, part of this, and I want to touch on this for a minute with both of you, this is not just any average old tour or trip to Egypt. You folks, you get in places that most people don't get in. Isn't that correct?
Well, and we get in places that, you know, are close to the public, or at times that they are close to the public. So, for example, you know, when we go to Philae, which is the temple island of Isis, we go at a time early in the morning for sunrise, where nobody else is there but us. Or we have the Great Pyramid. You know, people make fun of us because we rent the Great Pyramid for several hours. But, you know, you have those sacred places for yourself, so you really have them in a way that you don't experience them when there are hundreds of tourists around. And our intention is really to bring this energy of ancient Egypt to you in a way that it was meant to be there, and not in a way that, you know, when you are looking at it more as a museum, you just don't feel the power and the magic that is contained in those stones. And Danielle was just recently finishing a book about the temples of Egypt and their messages, and it's really fabulous work, and a lot of what we are you know, will experience on this tour is also based on this book that will be published soon.
Well, Danielle, I wanted to ask you about this because, you know, you have worked with people, and now the term energy healer has become, you know, quite mainstream in a lot of ways, and it's really an energy whose time has come. When we look at all of this, and we look at healing travel, is the question of shifting energy a question of illness or being sick, or are we really moving energy to tap into our highest good, or is it both?
Well, I think that the word healing or healer can be complex, and I think where my beliefs lie and what I feel like is happening is that, and I think this is more and more accepted, that everything is energy and everything has a frequency, and as we align with the higher frequency, that's where radiant health and happiness and abundance and joy and all the things that people want, fulfillment, purpose, exist. And in those slower energies is where the imbalances or the scarcity or the lack or those kinds of things happen. So from my perspective, the way that I look at it is, how can we assist people to move into a higher vibration and hold it so then they can have what's naturally there, the wellness, the joy, the bliss, and the purpose and the fulfillment and all of those kinds of things. So Egypt is a high frequency place. It's the open heart center. And so as we're there, we're in training. And then we have the temples, and they're also active in igniting that high frequency energy.
Well, you know, this is clearly an opportunity for many people, an opportunity of a lifetime. EgyptIsCalling.com is the website. For more information, let me give you a toll-free number that you can call. You can connect with Friedemann and Danielle directly, which is 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D, 866-903-6463. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about not only the energy, but what kind of shifts, what kind of transformations have happened? What have both Danielle and Friedemann seen right in front of their eyes? And what is it like to be standing in front of the energy and the vibration of Isis? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Fong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear, Face Everything and Rejoice. Call 888-842-2008 or visit juliefong.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. Small, B-I-Z, Sherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Egypt is calling, for sure. EgyptIsCalling.com is the website. That's how you're going to be able to find out more about what we're talking about today. And I'm so thrilled and honored to have with us two people that have said yes to helping others. And many of you have heard my conversations with Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today, as well as Danielle Rama Hoffman, who both take, when they combine their energies and what they do, they are able to help others transform beyond their wildest imagination. And today we're talking about intentional travel. You know, there's an expression that I use, and I want to ask you both about it. And the expression is, my friends have heard me say this before. Every once in a while I'll say something like, you know, I'm really feeling like I need to get out of the zip code. Yeah,
and
you know what I mean? And definitely Egypt is out of the zip code. But it's the same intention.
Yes.
It's usually I'm saying that when I'm in a place where I need to feel the source of expansiveness. I'm so locked into my own day-to-day routine that you cannot see the forest for the trees. How does that help? How does Egypt and the upcoming trip, how have you been able to help others see the forest for the trees, you know, so to speak?
Well, I think pilgrimages have been such a part of human existence for so long, that desire to wander, to go on a pilgrimage, to take a sacred journey. So now we want to get out of the zip code. I think it's been there for a long time. And, you know, we just had dinner. I think that's one of the things I love, too, is that we create such community with the people that go on these trips. And we just had dinner with a participant last night, and, you know, his intention was to really open his heart. He'd had some experiences as a child that had been challenging and had gone through a divorce and had just shut down to have that sense of safety. And so his intention was really to open his heart. And so that's what happened for him, and it's still open more than a year later.
But see, the beauty about a trip is that you don't really know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So when you go, you know, let's say you go to treatments or to go to the healing sessions, you have somehow the feeling, well, you know, there is this limited amount of time, and so this is my intention, and I hope it's going to happen there. But when you are on a journey, you are for, you know, two plus weeks immersed in an energy, and it can happen in the bazaar, it can happen at the pool, it can happen in the temple. You don't really know when your intention comes true. All you need to do is just to be open. So there is a lot of pressure just lifted off, and you can just enjoy the ride because you know it will happen, and you're just going to be ready when it's going to happen. And so there are these really great experiences where people just say, you know, this was for me the most deep and profound experience, and others said, you know, I didn't feel anything at that moment. So it's, you just have your individual pilgrimage and journey, and that's really what counts. And that's the excitement about it that I find. When you have an intentional travel, there is like a treasure hunt. You're going to find those treasures. You all just have to do is to pay attention and be alert and be open.
Well, you know, I love what you said, because it's an individual journey.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, each of us gets to experience differently. And so, I mean, when I say out of the zip code, it's very interesting that I say that, and I wanted to pick up on what you've just said. And that is that I don't usually say, oh, I want to go here, I want to go there. It's clear to me that I'm not clear about where I want to go. But intentional travel and setting this up so folks get to experience, first of all that you have set up for them. Travel to places, experiences that are so special and unique. One of the things you talk about, and I want to ask you about this, is you talk about power places. Power places. And I wanted to ask you to say a little bit more about them and what makes them power places and how do they fit in? I mean, what is the role of these, quote, power places?
Well, that's a big question. But I think in terms of Egypt, you know, the temples were built with intention and infused with a sacred purpose. And I believe given stewards of that sacred purpose in the form of dedicating it to a god and goddess. And the priests would perform sacred ritual and acts of power and activation. And so the energy is building. You have all of those things that combine. And so as a person walks into a temple, there is this, I believe, ancient remembering. And Egypt is one of the original civilizations. So I think there is an encodement within us that as we interact with that power place, we're like a lock and key, and we open up that inner mystery for ourselves, that inner sanctuary for ourselves. But I think a power place can be something that we would think of, like Egypt or England or the stone circles, but I think it can also be a beautiful place in nature or somebody spending time with their grandchild. I mean, it can be many things for different people.
But in Egypt, for example, there are power places that have been infused with so much intention that you just automatically tap into what those places were meant to be. And so, you know, I think on a previous show we talked about the seat of neutrality, and the seat of neutrality is a place where the intention was to build a bridge between the light and the dark. And that bridge between the positive and the negative, where there is no duality, all there is just neutrality. When you go to that seat, you still literally feel that energy. So you're just sitting there on that seat, and any kind of inner conflict is gone. Any kind of negative or a positive thinking is gone. You're literally at a place of the most exquisite peace and neutrality. And it happens with everybody who sits there. So there are these infused stones that are still, you know, existence, because they have been for thousands of years put the intention into it.
Oh, well, you know, this is such a fascinating conversation. More importantly, the upcoming trip sounds absolutely powerful. We're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. When we return, we're going to be back talking about what the itinerary is. What are people actually going to experience in taking this tour, September 30th, October 15th, the website? Is Egypt is Calling. Lots of information, really cool videos on the website. And we'll be talking about the accommodations. We'll be talking about the fabulous, fabulous places and how Dr. Friedemann and my special guest today, Danielle, how each of them helps others on their footwork on this amazing journey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, relaxing on a Nile cruise, and exploring the sacred temples. For travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt in October. Call for information at 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code DRPAT. That's DRPAT at checkout. Go to the drpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. The drpatshow.com.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debtfreemca.com.
Actually, you make a strong statement about who you are with fabulous new clothing, shoes, bedding, and more from Eddie Bauer, the essential brand of quality apparel and gear with the up-and-coming and those who have already arrived. Today's generation knows that Eddie Bauer is the source for everything casual, comfortable, and with a flair for the entire family. Shop anytime, day or night, at eddiebauer.com, an affiliate of HealthyLife.net. And don't forget, Eddie Bauer gift certificates make the perfect statement, too. Now available at eddiebauer.com.
You choose. Programs you want, never anything you don't. The way radio should be. HealthyLife.net.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, the healing power of intentional travel. And if you're going to travel, you want to travel with, first of all, with people that have done this before. And secondly, on a sacred journey, you want to be with people that are not only safe, but understand what can happen when you say yes to the sacred and the divine. And I have two such people here joining me today. Danielle Ramahoffman, who is someone that has said yes at an early age, energy intuitive healer, an expert in Egyptian mysteries. She's been trained in counseling, energy healing, Reiki, and much more, as well as Dr. Friedemann Schaub, who's been joining me on a regular series on healing. Both of them have phenomenal work they do. If you want to find out more about Dr. Friedemann, you can go to cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com. But today, guess what? We're talking about Egypt, an upcoming trip, an invitation for those of you out there that are thinking, you know, I want to get out of the zip code too, but I want to do it in a way that's going to shift, change, or help me live the best life that I can. Visiting sacred space, sacred places, for me, is truly the answer. Thank you both for joining us here today. I was sharing during the break an experience a friend of mine had where she said yes to a trip, but didn't really look at what she was saying yes to. Could you take a minute and sort of give folks a rundown of how this is going to look for them, you know, stepping out there from day one?
Well, like I said earlier, the trip is logistically really seamless, and so it's a modern-day pilgrimage where we stay in five-star accommodations and then have an opportunity to have circles, preparation circles, to talk about the temples and how everyone's doing. Then we go to the sacred sites and have meditation and ceremonies, and then also Egyptology to learn about the temples and private time, and then we go back to our five-star accommodation. So I think that as people really have their basic needs met and beyond, then, and that it is the time of having it all, that combination of luxury and ceremony just really is a wonderful combination.
I mean, in some ways it's about, you know, creating heaven on earth and having an experience of heaven on earth. And so you don't want to go to a place where you go really deep and have deep transformation and healing and then struggle with daily, you know, problems like, you know, having mosquitoes in your room or maybe having, you know, rooms that are just not up to, you know, to the experience that you really want to have, which is being also in an internal and external paradise. And those places, I mean, the first hotel we go is the Mena House, which is an just incredibly oasis right next to the Great Pyramid. So you look out of the window, and what you see first is the Great Pyramid right in front of you, like, you know, a few hundred feet away. So it's really amazing to just experience something and never having to worry about anything and just enjoy your experience. And that's what the intention is. Also, when we cruise down the Nile on a four-day cruise, that these cruise ships are so beautiful, and you're just sitting on the sun deck and in the shade, and you enjoy the scenery, and just this in itself is a meditation. And many people tell us that this is a temple, that the Nile is for them another temple, because it has such a sacredness to it to float along the Nile and see that beautiful green along the Nile and then the desert just right behind it.
I wanted to ask you both, because it sounds absolutely transformative. I mean, it's really clear to me that, you know, for a large part, that people do change. And the question that comes up, you know, sometimes when we talk about healing, people think healing, oh, that must mean you're sick. And I wanted to ask you about this. I mean, because I think we're learning that there are different degrees, quote, of sickness, but we don't use that term, especially in energy work. Can you say a little bit about that?
Well, I think that it's more about well-being and peace and happiness and not so much about sickness. But it's also about meeting people where they are. So if they are having physical imbalances or emotional issues that they'd like to work through, that there is the opportunity for that. And one of the things we haven't talked about is the Egyptian people. And I think the Egyptian people are so, like, wide open and friendly and loving and hospitable, that, and they're always about being in the present moment and how they can laugh even more, that it's really contagious when you're around them. And so I think if people have had problems with distrust or they've been worried about a physical condition, just to be in that lighthearted environment where you're only in the now can be really transformative.
I wanted to ask you both, because I can only imagine what it's like to take people out on journeys like this. And clearly you mentioned earlier that you don't like to have a large group. So what's kind of wonderful about this for those of you listening is that I think there are some seats left, but you're not going to be crammed with hundreds of people.
No.
And this is what's so special about it. I want to ask you both, since you've done this and you do take people and you do go yourself to these sacred places, I mean, what has shown up for you? What kind of experiences have you had from this perspective?
You know, the first time I went to Egypt, one of the big experiences for me was, and at that time, it was actually, we were the pilgrims, and we were on a pilgrimage, and so we were just along for the ride exploring Egypt, and I felt at that temple in Karnak, Sekhmet temple, that strong urge way in the beginning already of that day that this is the day where I have to ask Danielle to marry me.
And oh, that, like, is wonderful.
Well, it was, you know, it's like...
Were you scared to death?
Exactly. So that's the courage, you know, that I really felt coming up in the temple and, you know, just being in the presence. You know, you have to imagine, this is a temple that has been untouched for thousands of years, and the statue of Sekhmet that's in this temple has never been moved. And according to the Egyptologists and according to everybody who goes there, including us, this statue is still infused with life. So you really have an experience with a living statue. And that's just, it was mind-blowing. And that certainly gave me the courage. Another thing I want to talk
about. Well, let's talk about it when we come back from break.
Yes.
Because we've got lots to talk about. I want to hear what Danielle actually said in response to that. EgyptIsCalling.com is the website. EgyptIsCalling.com. Let's hear the rest of that story when we return from break with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you one of the millions of overweight people who haven't succeeded on low-fat or low-calorie diets? They're too hard, aren't they? To be successful, you have to change your mind about dieting. Get the sugar out, put fat back in, eat yourself thin. I'm Karen Bentley. My sugar-free miracle diet makes weight loss easy, inevitable, sustainable. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com. That's sugarfreemiracle.com. This is the solution you've been looking for.
the year 2012 and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com, and check it out. Also, if you want to find out information about the Holistic Makeover, you can find that out by going to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com. It is a journey from the inside out, and that's what we're talking about today, the healing power of intentional travel. And we're talking with Dr. Friedman Shove and Danielle Rama Hoffman, who take people to Egypt and other places. We're talking about this incredible journey to Egypt. But right before the break, Friedman shared that, okay, he has got the courage to ask Danielle to marry him. And so here now we're waiting to find out, Danielle, what was your response and reaction to that?
Well, I said, do it again. Because we were standing in front of Sekhmet.
I was kneeling.
and he was saying all these beautiful things, and yeah, it was just really a lot to take in. And obviously I said yes, because we're married. But it was really sacred and special, and yeah, I think that's another thing that we really haven't touched upon, but I think the power of our sacred union is really an amazing field to be a part of, and I know a lot of people that's something that they're wanting to experience, and so traveling with us and spending that time together where we're coming from love is really a special thing.
Well, and you know, that kind of leads to this next question, and I think, Friedman, what you were starting to talk about, and that is, you know, who is this tour for? You know, who are the people that might be thinking right now as they listen to the show, is this for me? I mean, what is this like? And let's talk about that for a little bit, because I get to talk with people every day that are on the edge, on the verge of wanting something different in their lives. So let's talk about what you all have discovered regarding the people that say yes to this trip.
Well, I think that Egypt is Calling is the name of our website on purpose, because I think that people self-identify because there is a calling. And what we've noticed with people who have wanted to, who have gone on the trip, is that there's also this, whatever obstacles or blocks or that they have in their life on the microcosm also comes up for them when they are on the macrocosm, when they decide to go on the trip to Egypt. So let's say maybe money is a reason why they think they can't come, that's also impacting their life in a larger way.
You know, and I feel, I mean, the nice thing about this is that every trip we have people from all different walks of life, so there is nothing like you have to have a prerequisite in order to be able to attend. You have to buy into a certain belief system, or you have to have this experience, and you have to at least meditate 2 hours a day. Nothing like that. It's really just be open and listen to the calling. And one thing I wanted to talk about is that there is this yearning to find something deeper that all those people that come to us have in common. And some people start with the idea that, you know, there's just this amazing history in Egypt. I want to just really go there. and they have the heart openings, or there are people who say, I have this physical problem and I want to really have deep healing happening, and you know, they go for that reason. So it's an endless variety of reasons why people can come and are coming onto these tours. And one of the things that I personally experienced is that it really strengthened and deepened my trust in the universe, in the divine. When I went the first time, I really also had a crisis internally about my trust in the divine, in the universe, and I really felt like that an experience I had in the sarcophagus, in the king's chamber, where literally I had the feeling the whole cosmos was opening up, and I could see the stars and the planets and everything right in front of my eyes, as if I was sitting in an observatory. It was just mind-boggling, and I didn't plan it. It was just happening. Something was touched inside of me that I never forget, and that always is a place I can go back to and gain a deeper and deeper profound connection to the universe and the divine, and a deeper and deeper trust. And that's one of the things that is, you know, spirituality across the borders. This is not a religion. This is not anything but really just being connected to the sacred within us. And that's certainly something that I have firsthand experienced, and that we also have many people telling us as a consequence of this pilgrimage.
Well, I mean, magic is the word that comes to mind,
yes.
You know, for me. But I've had an early affinity for Egypt, even beyond, and I think I shared this with you, Danielle, is that, you know, sometimes we have these connections that we cannot explain. But your website is egyptiscalling.com. And the folks that, you know, go with you and that are listening to the show are probably saying, oh, I have so wanted to go to Egypt for so long. And you've made it so that this can happen and can happen now. You know, this upcoming trip, do you have any expectations about it? Is there something that's going to be different than the other trips?
Well, Friedemann and I, it's one of the things that I love about going on the journey is that we spend a lot of time meditating before the trip and on the group and what's the theme. And so this year's theme is really about Hathor, who's the goddess of love and dance and music and sensuality. And so it really is about joy and pleasure and thriving. And so for those people that want to experience the power of 16 days of bliss and how living in that way can, that's really what we're excited about this year, and it feels like that's the energy that's coming in for this particular group.
And it's, I think, really the energy that's right now needed, because all we are hearing right now is just surviving and struggling and difficulties and all these kind of messages, you know, the mass media is bombarding us with, and just really seeing there is a reality of bliss and joy and pleasure and fun. That's definitely something that I think is very needed and also very much healing to the soul.
Oh, I love what you just said. Let's take a short break. This is Egypt is Calling. I'm sure it is. EgyptisCalling.com is the website. And, you know, it is about intentional travel, but it is about intentional change. We'll take a short break. When we return, we'll be having a very special closing comments from both Danielle and Friedemann. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want to change your life in as little as 60 days guaranteed? And do you want to save money while doing it? Join the thousands of people who have already experienced the Phenomenal Memory online course that'll change your life guaranteed. Having a phenomenal memory is not a gift. It is a skill. A skill that you can master in as little as 60 days. Just imagine how your life would change if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show save $75 on the e-course. So visit pmemory.net and download The Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory ebook and find out more about this special offer. That's pmemory.net, and that's a P as in phenomenal. pmemory.net.
Stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now.
In 1972, Sur La Table opened in Seattle, selling hard-to-find kitchen items, and now they have 55 stores nationwide, offering kitchen tools from around the world to prepare any cuisine. Sur La Table has a full range of houseware and kitchen products, even books and food. Visit a Sur La Table store, or better yet, for faster service, go to thehealthylife.net's advertiser page and click on Sur La Table. With the best products, gift cards, and sale items, you can be on your way to being a first-class cook right now.
Information, entertainment, worldwide. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. I love the conversation that we're having right now, the healing power of intentional travel. As we wrap up, I wanted to ask you both, again, first, thank you for joining me here today, but I wanted to ask you, you know, what is your personal message for the listeners today, and thank you for joining us.
Well, for me, it feels like whenever we are doing intentional travel, that there's something happening inside of us that makes us, especially, you know, on a very deep intra-personal level, more rich and more whole. And whenever I come back from such a journey, I feel I'm more grounded on the earth, and I'm more grounded in the reality of, you know, the three-dimensional world, but I'm also way more open to all the unseen and the other dimensions that are around us. So there is this experience of having the head in the stars and the feet in the ground as a consequence of those journeys. And I just love that state of being, because everything is possible in that state of being.
Well, thank you. And Danielle, how about you?
I think Friedman just said everything I was going to say.
Very good. I love how these things happen. Well, I want to thank you both for joining us here today. The website for folks that want to find out more is egyptiscalling.com, egyptiscalling.com. September 30th to October 15th, that's the trip. Lots of information.
I quickly want to just mention is that Egypt is very booked very quickly, so there is a time where we have to basically give all the seats that are left, which are not a lot, back to the Egyptian Tourism Bureau. So if people are interested and have questions, give us a call. Don't wait too long, because this trip may have to close in a few weeks.
And that number for them to call is 866-903-6463, 866-903-6463. Thank you all for listening. Thank you both for joining us here today. Until next week, make sure that you step out there and live life full out. We'll see you then.